Well, the election is still underway here in Conakry. It's around 4 p.m., and it's going to run for another 2 hours under a very tight deadline of 72 hours. They're supposed to deliver results, and we're telling everyone who's contesting very hard for this election to wait and see until the Election Commission has rendered its judgment, and we learn whether there'll be a second round in July and who the leaders of the 24 candidates are in the people's view.
When do we expect the results to be start trickling in?
Well, they're going to be posting them at the polling stations, and it could come very quickly, but we're not sure. They've not done this procedure before. This is the first open election in the history of Guinea. So all we know is that under the Constitution, the CNE, the Electoral Commission, has to deliver results within 72 hours of the closing of the polls, and they have included a very sophisticated reporting system that should make this quite rapid. Whether we won't take speculation from radios or speculation from observer groups that are just looking at a few isolated polling stations. We want the Electoral Commission to render a judgment, and we're telling all the parties and the public to please respect the constitutional process. This is a huge constitutional test for Guinea. So I think everyone is just going to have to wait for 72 hours.
How have Guineans comported themselves in the voting process?
Inspiringly, as would be my word. They've been patient. They've been enormously good-natured and I think genuinely relieved because they have never had a vote in this country which was not rigged by the government in power. So that there is a sense that they really want change and they're in such a good mood. We go to polling stations and see representatives of maybe 12 or 15 parties sitting there observing it from their party perspective, and they're good-natured toward each other. They have a spirit of optimism and hope that this country hasn't seen for many, many decades.
What have you seen so far in terms of organizing this specific election with respect to the timing? They have very short time.
Of course, it was a very tight timetable, a miraculous organization of election, I think you could say. But not surprisingly, there are a lot of shortcomings in the management of the election, getting materials to the polls on time, getting the polls opened effectively in the morning. There was a lot of delays. But everyone has a good spirit and I think a belief that this is going to be a legitimate and credible rendering of the popular will. And that's something very new for Guinea. So we're quite excited.
What has been the reaction? How have you been received?
Very positively. They're delighted to have us here. We have a very, very distinguished leader of our team, General Yakubu Gowon from Nigeria, and he is being treated as kind of confirmation the international community really cares about Guinea, and it's been a delight to go around and see him recognized and people so pleased he was willing to come and be with us.
How closely have you worked with the Electoral Commission to ensure that the process is smooth?
Well, you know, we have worked very closely in the sense of being in regular consultation with them. We talked to the deputy head just yesterday again. And, you know, our job is to just monitor, not to interfere. And we have confidence that they will be able to complete this process. Although, as I stressed before, it is a process that has been untested and is being proceeded with under difficult circumstances. So there will be shortcomings, but so far, so good.
When should the world expect the initial report of the Carter Center on Monitoring Guinea's poll?
Well, we're going to have on Tuesday afternoon, Conakry time, an initial press conference that will not be definitive because we won't have probably by then the full results by the CNE. But we'll give our general sense of the situation. And it'll be then several months afterwards for us to render a really detailed report on what steps for reforming and improving the process the Guineans should consider as they look forward to more democratic elections in this wonderful country.
You know, usually in Africa when elections happen, you have other opposition parties or political parties complaining of one thing or the other. Have the parties reposed confidence in the electoral system that as they have it now?
So far, they have indeed supported the process. there is a general recognition it's time to get the army out of politics, and the interim president, a military leader, Kanade, has been very strict in sticking to the agreed timetable, and so there is a good deal of confidence. Now, of course, when we get the results, there are going to be some disappointed candidates, and if there is a runoff, that could be a very competitive one, and our hope is that the people's voice will be heard, and the rest will go along. But whoever wins will show great magnanimity and form an inclusive government. It's time to go beyond the sharp factionalism that has bedeviled politics here for too long.
What will be your message to Guineans as they finish the rest of the voting and then as the results begin coming in?
Well, all of the observers issued a statement a couple of hours ago here, the observer groups, in which we called on the good people of the country to wait patiently for the Electoral Commission to render its judgment and not to jump to conclusions too quickly based on hearsay or rumors or speculation. It's very important to show discipline both for the public and for the leaders at this critical moment in Guinea's history.